Good morning, it's 7:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. In Major League Baseball yesterday, the Mets extended their winning streak to 7 games by roughing up the Orioles and their pitcher, ex-Met Matt Harvey, 7-1. New York fans were more polite to Harvey than his former team, however, as he received 3 standing ovations over the course of the game. Elsewhere, Garrett Cole struck out 12 over 8 stellar innings as the Yankees beat the Rays 1-0. The Athletics rolled over the Red Sox 4-1. The Blue Jays knocked off the Braves 4-1. And the Phillies outlasted the Nationals after 10 innings 5-2. In the NBA, James Harden returned to the court after more than a month on the sidelines with a strained hamstring. He helped the Nets down the Spurs 128-116. The Hawks clinched a playoff berth by topping the Wizards 120-116, and the Cavaliers defeated the Celtics 102-94. In the NHL, the Oilers edged the Canadiens in overtime 4-3. The Senators nipped the Maple Leafs in overtime, also 4-3, and the Blues shut out the Wild 4-0. The West Division title is down to the wire. The Golden Knights whipped the Sharks 6-0 last night and lead the West by 2 points over the Avalanche. But the Avalanche own the tiebreaker and have a game in hand. They routed the Kings last night, also 6-0. In hockey news, the Rangers' house clearing has continued with the firing of head coach David Quinn and 3 assistants. It's the first major move from new general manager Chris Drury, who took over last week after the organization fired popular president John Davidson and general manager Jeff Gorton. In 3 years, Quinn posted a 96-87-25 record in rebuilding the Rangers with a much younger team that included number 1 overall pick Alexis Lafreniere this past season. In NFL news, Tom Brady and the Buccaneers will kick off the 2021 season against the Cowboys on Thursday, September 9th. The NFL officially posted this season's schedule yesterday. The league also plans to return to London for its first games there since the coronavirus pandemic. The Falcons will take on the Jets October 10th, and the Jaguars will play the Dolphins there a week later. I'm Jesse King.